And now we have a very special guest joining us. Please welcome Tammy Nielsen.
Morena, Tammy.
Good morning. Morena, how are you?
We're good. Oh, how are you? Good.
I'm pretty good. I was saying before, I just exploded some eggs in the microwave.
No!
So it's been a very dramatic, exciting morning. And just to clarify, I don't normally cook eggs in the microwave. Our stovetop is out of commission. So despite all of that, I'm very excited because I'm going on tour and leaving all of this behind.
Yeah, awesome. How are you feeling ahead of the tour? It kicks off on tomorrow, Friday, in Wellington. Yeah. Do you have, I mean, apart from microwave exploding eggs, do you have any pre-tour rituals?
Yeah, that's not one of them. No, pre-tour, I guess it's just kind of getting into, you know, going through, I like going through the set list and kind of running the show in my mind and figuring out how we're going to present it and doing rehearsals with the band, which of course gets everybody excited to be hitting the road. And yeah, just packing really boring old lady things like licorice tea for my throat and nebulizer for steaming, you know, all that kind of stuff, that boring old lady stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, whatever works, hey.
Exactly. Yep. Whatever gets you through.
100%. So are you excited to be bringing this tour to New Zealand? Because you did a bit of a stint in Europe, didn't you?
I did. I did. The first leg was in Europe, and then the second leg was in the U.S. with Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan.
Oh, my God.
So no big deal. But, you know, that was just the precursor. New Zealand's the main event.
That's what we like to hear.
Exactly, because, you know, people have said to me, oh, you know, that's going to be a bit of a downer after touring with Willie and Bob, and then you come back home and tour. And I'm like, no. It's the opposite, actually, because when you're going on a tour like that, as incredible as it is, you're walking on stage cold. Like, it's their audience. They don't know who you are. And you have 30 minutes to win them over, and you're kind of proving yourself and going as hard as you can in those 30 minutes to win them over. Whereas when I walk on stage in New Zealand to an audience that know me and love me, and they've watched me from, you know, I'm playing Wellington tomorrow night at the Opera House. They've seen me do gigs like when I started at the Mighty Mighty or the local library, you know? And
oh my gosh.
That's the thing. Like, these people are people that have been, this audience in New Zealand are my whānau, and they have been on this journey with me for over a decade, watching as, two decades as I kind of went from starting to now. And so it's a totally different feeling getting to walk on stage in New Zealand, and it's, you know, it's family and it's people that love you and are cheering you on from the very start.
People do love you here in New Zealand, and I'm so excited. You're bringing the tour to all of these amazing theatres across the country. You're doing Opera House, like you said, tomorrow, and then Kere Te Kanawa Theatre at the Aotea Centre in Tāmaki Makaurau on Saturday, and then you're doing the Isaac Theatre Royal in Christchurch and the Theatre Royal in Nelson. It must feel quite special to bring an album to these sort of grand spaces.
I do not take for granted, you know, that I get to play these kind of venues in New Zealand. There's nowhere else in the world that I can fill a venue at, you know, everywhere else you're kind of like starting out, trying to get your career going. And so it's really special to be able to play a venue like that and walk in, and you immediately kind of feel like it's going to be a special night.
I want to talk a little bit. I've been following your tour, and I've been absolutely obsessed with your outfits. Are you going to be bringing your favorite ones to the New Zealand leg?
I will. I have, I don't want to give too much away, but I know, I'll give you the scoop. I'm bringing my custom neon cowgirl black outfit that with the cape and the neon lining. I will be bringing, I don't know that I've worn it a lot on stage yet. It's my yeehaw dress, and it's like this hot pink dress with like red fringe on the skirt and then big gold lettering that says yeehaw. So I've got I've got a few little options up my sleeve.
It's just awesome. It's been so wonderful to watch all those looks walk out, because it adds so much to the spectacle. It's just so glamorous and amazing. So
it totally does. I feel like it's such a waste if, you know, it's another outlet for your creativity. And you know, when you look at artists like Prince or Dolly Parton or Lady Gaga, you know, all of these people bring drama and theater. I think you look forward to, like, the visual feast as much as you do the audible feast of seeing somebody live. So I kind of want to be able to give that to my audience as well, because it's what excites me as an audience member.
Oh, totally. And you're doing some quite interesting things with the merch for this tour. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, we've done, all of my merch is very much made in New Zealand by New Zealand artisans, and try to keep it local. Some of the t-shirts I have had, they're, the obvious tour t-shirts of like Neon Cowgirl with like a neon sign version of me on the front. But then I've also had the woman who makes pretty much most of my custom dresses that you see on stage. Her daughter is also an incredible, she's kind of followed in the family tradition, and she's making these special custom t-shirts that are like pink with like fringe on the front and kind of the special custom ones for the tour. And then we have another new design which nobody's seen yet, because we wanted something just for this special New Zealand tour. So yeah, we've got a lot of really cool fun things, but we also have a couple local artisans in each spot joining us, having a stall next to us. So in Wellington we have like live screen printing with artisan screen prints, and they're going to do a special t-shirt that you can only get at the Wellington show. And they'll be doing it right there in the lobby, in the foyer. And then in Auckland, we have Chain Stitch, an incredible fill your boots Chain Stitch. She's going to be live chain stitching, sewing, and customizing people's names on bandanas. And so it's kind of a really cool way of like reminding people that humans make these things in this day and age of, you know, so much technology and AI kind of infringing on the creators. It's a beautiful way to remind people that, like, humans made this. Support your small local businesses. I just thought, it makes for a really fun, another little element of keeping things fun and entertaining for people.
Totally. I can feel that my card's going to take a walloping on Saturday.
Are you going to get a fringe t-shirt, Mills?
I've seen them on Instagram and I am obsessed. Like, I feel like I need one.
I think we could all do with a little bit more fringe in our lives, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just makes you feel sassy. Like, the minute you put it on, you've got attitude. It's great.
There's not enough hassles.
I got to live up to this fringe. I got to live up to the tassels. Yeah.
Totally. Moving on to Neon Cowgirl. So you're taking this beautiful album on tour. Do you have a favorite song to kind of belt out?
Oh, man. You know, when we were doing rehearsals the other night, I was saying to the band, like, I didn't think this through. All of these songs are quite big, really big vocal songs. I'm like, there's not a lot of resting in between. But I think from the album, one of my favorite songs to sing is a song called Foolish Heart.
Oh my God, I was hoping you'd say that. There will be many tears in the crowd during that one, I think.
I'm going to cry.
It's just such a big song, and it kind of feels like this very Roy Orbison, like, you know, he was kind of this, like, operatic country kind of, you know, rockabilly mix of all those things. And having to kind of soar to those heights, you know, it was a great idea at the time writing it, and then you think, now I have to perform this every night. And
it look easy.
That's why I'm packing the licorice tea. Just because of that song.
That's what I love most about that album, is it's so massive.
It's grand.
almost unrelenting in how, you know, kind of big it is. It's just amazing. We're so proud of you down here. And thank you for chatting with us and making the New Zealand tour sound so special, you know.
People can get their tickets for the Auckland show happening this Saturday at the Aotea Centre from Ticketmaster. It's not to be missed. It's going to be grand. And you could get yourself some special limited edition merch even. Thank you so much, Tammy Nielsen, for making the time for a kōrero.
Thank you, you beauties. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, I'll see you on Saturday.
Yeehaw. Oh, yeah. Yeehaw. We're going to listen to Borrow My Boots from Tammy Nielsen. Woohoo!